Hey everybody, welcome to the Moscow Mules. Welcome back to Moscow. I'm Shea Bowes. I'm still here in the chair this week, which is nice. Nice to be back in the chair. And of course, I'm joined by Augie. You know who he is. He's like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, pulling all the levers. When you actually get to see him, you know, it's a bit disappointing, but he can do. It's quite interesting. And where would we start this week? Of course, there's only one game in town, and it's the Big Don. The Big Don roller coaster. I mean, you know, we thought when Sleepy Joe Biden basically died on his feet and sort of melted into himself, that, you know, Moscow Mules could be in serious trouble for material. But the Big Don, he's just been a blessing in disguise, right, Augie? He's just a gift that keeps on giving. And he's, you know, he's at the front of the roller coaster right now, you know, the hair blown back in the wind. Down we go, up we go. What's he going to do next? It's absolutely incredible. And also the push for his recognition is a real thing, you know, in the White House. People really believe that this guy should be getting an award, a Nobel Peace Prize, right? And why shouldn't he get a Nobel Peace Prize, right, Augie? The man has solved six wars in the last 6 months, right? What six wars? I have no idea. And you probably don't have any idea because it's all bullshit, really. But anyway, let's have a look at Don going through the six wars, Augie, right, that he's apparently solved in the last 6 months. Yeah, run the video, Augie.
Six wars on the list. I'm averaging about a war a month.
I'm averaging a war a month. Like, you know, as you do, you know, I'm averaging.
India and Pakistan and a lot of them. Congo was just in. Rwanda was just in.
Yeah, they're just little throwaway wars. They're just the kind of small wars you find in the ashtray of your car. You know, the ones you've been looking for ages when you actually, you drop some fries down the side of the car seat. Yeah, oh, what's that? It's a war. It's Congo. Oh, yeah, just forget that one. It's not such a big one. And, you know, he's not just great at solving wars, you know, six wars. Who knew it, you know? Me and Augie didn't, but, you know, now we do. He solved six wars in 6 months, averaging. So he's not only going for the Nobel Peace Prize, he's also going for, I think, Augie, the Nobel Peace Prize for economics, right? Because he's so good at this stuff. He's so good at the, I'm so good, I got such good economics. I do the best economics. I do the best economics ever. They're just great. They're so good. They're so good that the Indians, after he put a 25% tariffs on them like a day ago, decided not to buy 70 F-35 fighter jets from America and buy them off Russia. That's a real win, right, Augie? Let's give them all the prizes available. Actually, speaking about giving them all the prizes available, we've decided here at the Moscow Mules to give him a special prize for slippery diplomacy. Because, you know, when he's putting the boot into Russia, I'm going to sanction them. I don't know. Maybe it bothers Vladimir. Maybe it doesn't bother Vladimir. I don't know if it bothers him at all, but we're going to do it anyway. You know, not my war, Joe's war. Yeah, my ass, your war now, Don. But also, what he does is he drops a couple of little sprinkles of salt in with the vinegar, right? And a little bit of sugar on top, yeah. Because he always reminds us that, you know, I do like Vladimir. I don't know what happened to him. He's gone crazy, but I do like him. And he also, you know, sprinkles it in, a bit of sugar, you know, keep the balance, keep us cozy with him. And he mentions that Melania likes Vladimir. Yeah, you know, so, you know, be careful. He's very cute with it. Right, Augie? Run the video.
And the First Lady's very aware of all that, isn't she?
Well, she is. And look, we know Putin and she likes him. And it is what it is. You get along with people. I get along with him very well.
I get along with him just fine. How come, Augie, how come he gets along just fine with Vladimir? Right? Okay, he gets on, you know, wait a minute, he gets on just fine with Vladimir, and he absolutely hates Zelensky, right? But he's given Zelensky a ton more money, still giving him weapons, intelligence, still propping up this absolute dictatorship show in Ukraine. But he likes Vladimir, and he's about to sanction Vladimir. What's that all about?
Well, I think in psychology, this is called an evasive kind of attraction.
Oh, yeah. Maybe opposites attract. I think they're both very similar people. Mm-hmm. So while the Big Don is trying to put the boot into Vladimir Putin, you know, you can tell he doesn't really want to do this, right? It was 50 days to end the war. It's 10 days to end the war now. You know, let's see. Let's watch and wait and see what actually happens, right? But of course, we still love the Big Don, of course. Of course we do. You know, he's just great. He's great TV. He's very entertaining. You know, it's pragmatism after all, you know. Nobody knows which way this ship is going to sail. And when he sat down with the Starmer Fuhrer in Scotland, imagine, you know, you're the US president, you own a big Gew golf course in Scotland, right, where his mother was actually from, Scotland, the Big Don. And you command, the head of the EU, you command the Starmer Fuhrer to come and visit me. I ain't going down to your little office in London. You're going to come, you're going to sit beside me, and then I'm going to completely humiliate you by talking about your friend, yeah, the mayor of London, and calling him a complete ass. I don't like him at all. I don't like what he's done. And he's got a lot of reason not to like him. Let's have a look, Augie, at the Big Don pulling down the Starmer Fuhrer's pants and whipping him with, you know, Mr. Khan, the mayor of London. This is an absolute beauty. Run it, Augie.
Fan of your mayor. Think your man? I think he's done a terrible job.
Oh, yeah.
The mayor of London.
Watch but, here.
A nasty person. I think he's done. I think
he's a friend of mine.
He's a friend of mine.
No, I think he's done a terrible job. But
so cringe.
But I would certainly visit London.
Yeah, yeah. So there you have it, Augie. We've got you know, Keir Starmer demonstrating that a man can actually crawl while sitting in a chair. Oh, yeah.
Oof. But Chi, why does Trump hate Khan so much?
I have no idea why the Big Don hates Mr. Khan so much, but I have a funny feeling that you're about to tell me.
You got a right feeling, because here's the headline for you. London mayor urges Americans against re-electing Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Next one.
Sadiq Khan hits out at Donald Trump's bonkers approach to Russia-Ukraine peace talks.
Oh, that must be it. There could be no more.
And here's my favorite, Che.
Oh.
And, you know, classic. American viewers will understand this. London mayor Sadiq Khan calls Donald Trump racist, says attacks are due to his ethnicity.
Yeah, yeah. And after all, come on, let's face it. The show that London has become under Sadiq Khan's leadership is really something. He's even worse than Boris Johnson, the last clown. Knife crime, you know, general crime, it's all gone to Meanwhile, they're also cutting the amount of police officers on the streets of London, but they're still sending tons of cash to you-know-who, the narco Fuhrer in Ukraine, a 100-year deal. What an absolute joke. Now, it's all a bit dystopian. It's all a bit Black Mirror, isn't it? A bit Orwellian. But one thing that the Big Don is very good at is, you know, falling out with people and calling people out. He fell out with Elon. He's fallen out with serious politicians in the States. But maybe he's much smarter than the rest of us. Maybe everything is moving and he's staying in one place. And what I mean by that, Augie, is maybe he knows how to manipulate the Senate by just saying the word Ukraine. Because it seems that the US Senate will do anything for Ukraine, because you are basically a pedophile leper if you stand up in in the Senate and say, you know, maybe Ukraine is a show, maybe it's a dictatorship, maybe Zelensky's a thief. You know, you stand up and try that in the States, it's not going to work. They've just passed their defense budget, right? It's $852 billion. That's more than the combined spending on war, by the way, of China, Russia, and the next three or four global spenders. America is the global defense industry. Defense, my ass. They're selling weapons to anyone who take them. And where's the cash going? Let's have a look. Augie, I believe about $1 billion of this money for the war, and I had nothing to do with it. It's Joe Biden's war. Why the fuck is the Big Don giving $1 billion for Joe Biden's war?
Absolutely correct. And for our American viewers, it's not some weapons that he's selling to Ukraine. That's just outright $1 billion of your dollars, of your tax dollars being sent to Ukraine. I guess Zelensky is the greatest salesman.
And, you know, let's have a look at one of these lawmakers, one of these beautiful people, literally beautiful people, very slim, very svelte, very, you know, a man who respects himself. You can have a look at this dude. And what he wants to do while he's at it is nuke Gaza, basically drop a nuclear weapon on Gaza, as you do, because, of course, Gaza is a nuclear power. It has significant air defenses. It's developing a program to make porridge, not to make nuclear weapons. They're actually trying to feed themselves by drinking water from puddles. But, of course, the solution to this wouldn't be to tell your Israeli friends, who you've given, you know, over $300 billion since the foundation of their state, which they stole off the Palestinians. Don't tell anyone about the Nakba. Wouldn't be popular in the Senate. So let's have a look at this quite repellent creature actually suggesting that this could be something that the American people would do. What do you think about it, America? Now, what do you say? Roll the video, Augie.
We nuked the Japanese twice in order to get unconditional surrender. That needs to be the same here. There is something deeply, deeply wrong with this culture, and it needs to be defeated.
Wow. So that means drop a nuke or two.
You know, it's something wrong with their culture. I guess they need a final solution to the Gaza culture problem.
Wow, spooky stuff. It doesn't end with Mr. Randy Fine, who is quite a fine specimen of a man, isn't he? Wouldn't you say? Yes. Let's have a look at Mr. Langford, who was actually a candidate, a Republican candidate for California. He actually stood outside Auschwitz, right, Augie? And did a little bit of connect the dots when it comes to homeless people and Auschwitz. This was always going to turn into a complete show. This was always a very bad idea. Who advises people to even think about doing anything remotely to do with minorities or, you know, homeless people near Auschwitz? This is just literally death for the whole idea. Augie, right?
Absolutely, Che. But you know what? After White House been posting videos trolling people getting deported from the country, I think everything is permitted.
Yeah. So let's have a look at that, because, you know, remember they were talking about, you know, Alcatraz, where they were going to put these poor homeless dudes, basically like some sort of freaky safari where, you know, you release them, chase them down, let the crocs eat them. They were actually laughing about this. It's kind of, it's not good. It's dehumanization. It's really, really not good. But again, in this dystopian world, anything goes, right, Augie? Run the video.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person.
And this was shared by the White House.
This was posted by the White House, by the American government.
The upbeat music.
With Jet 2 holidays.
Now, of course, we can complain about some of the rougher edges on the Big Don's immigration policy, Augie. But a lot of people watching this, a lot of our American fans and friends, are happy that someone's finally wading into this immigration swamp, and he has done serious work. You know, they're doing a lot more arresting and deporting. If that's what the people voted for, he's doing more than anyone since, right?
Absolutely correct, Che. We have to admit, and here at Moscow Mules, we're honest. If somebody does a good job, we admit it. And Trump is delivering on his promises. In June this year, average daily arrests of illegals have been up 268% compared with the last year. Detention facilities are overcrowded, and the U.S. system is over capacity by more than 13,500 people. So the arrests have been up.
Yeah, so look, you know, he's getting stuck in. He's getting stuck in. And sticking with the kind of dystopian, you know, Black Mirror reality that's happening, you know, The Handmaid's Tale, it's all kind of coming true. Right now, you don't even get to meet somebody, a human being, when you check into a hotel, right? It's some dude in India. When you turn up 3 a.m., you know, you want someone to give you a hand with the, you know, the luggage into the room, you know, see that human face. Right now, that ain't happening. And, of course, with the migrant crisis, you know, we'll soon be using the same systems to basically lock people up in some little cubicle on an alligator-infested island. Yeah, it's all coming soon to a town near you. Run the video, Augie.
Okay.
So this is how you check in this
thing. This is two, just in case I lose one.
Where is the dude on the screen?
Somewhere in India or Pakistan, I guess. So what's the...
Does he actually know what the f*** he's talking about?
Please wait while we process your registration form.
Like...
Please note
can he
that
speak
we have
English?
A strict policy of no smoking,
do even
no pets, and no visitors allowed in any of our guest rooms.
It's like a Burger
Signature
King or McDonald's. You
ID.
Want flies with
Using
that? You want lies with
sign.
That? It's just crazy. I mean, it seems that we're on a path to completely removing human beings from society. So what's going to happen is we're going to remove ourselves from every process in society, right, Augie? To the point when there's nobody left, and we're just, the last person is going to be going to go, no, my only job, my only viable, you know, role I have in society is to remove myself from it. So it's just the machines.
Actually, Che, I have news for you. I was planning to tell you after we shoot this episode.
I'm gone. I knew it.
But yeah, your position has been outsourced to three Bangladeshi guys.
Well, just ask Keir Starmer about that. There's always a bonus when there's three guys outsourcing. So we're going to stay with the kind of dystopian Big Brother, encroachment of the machines into humanity, into our lives. Now, in the States, they've got a big problem with gun crime. Come on, let's face it. Whether you're a fan of shooting, I do a bit of shooting myself. I'm a fan of it. I don't see any problem with the good guys having guns. I think the best cure for a bad guy with a gun is probably a good guy with one. I kind of actually agree with that. But let's face it, in America, you know, it's too much. Too many people are dying at the hands of illegal weapons, gun crime. It's out of control. So drones, of course, they have a benefit. They have a value. They've been used now during school shootings. And school shootings, would you believe, in the United States, are also something like that the people stateside have a serious problem with, right?
It's true. Talking about mass shootings in America, just this year, you know, in the middle of the year, there has been at least 254 mass shootings in
the
United
States. Wait a minute. Stop the press. In the U.S., there's been 254 mass shootings in a year, in 2025.
2025.
And so 254 mass shootings in 2025. How many wars has the Big Don solved?
I think around 100 gazillion wars.
I think there's a bit of a war back home needs solving, Don. Scary stuff. Run the video, Oggy.
Our job is if somebody comes in a school with a gun, we respond in 5 seconds.
This is how it would work. Silent alarms in the school alert the company, then drones strategically placed on campus get deployed, and these drone pilots would navigate remotely from their headquarters in Austin, working in tandem with the school and police, inflicting non-lethal damage to the suspect, or dummy in this demo.
Now, Che, how quickly do you think the school shooters, the wannabe school shooters, will learn to use drones themselves?
Of course, no, you see, you don't get it, Uggy. What happens when you release technology like this into society? Only good people will use it. Okay, it's like guns. Only the good guys will have the guns. And only people who are taxpayers and follow the instructions at a traffic light will ever own a gun. Well, fear not. If you're an American and you haven't managed to be shot by a drone, accidentally thinking you're a school shooter in one of the, 250 school shootings, or being deported or eaten by an alligator, or gang raped or shot at a house party in Baltimore, there is a chance that it could all end catastrophically for you on the metro, where you could be stabbed to death by a dude in a dress. Of course, they turn up at every party, right? We're trying to have a decent mass shooting here, and what do? You turn up in your dress and you start stabbing people. What are you for? This attention seekers. Run the video, Oggy. I mean, kill you.
I'm not playing, nigga. I'm not playing at all.
I am a man. I mean, what? Why do they have to turn up at everything? They're even turning up at the crimes now. I mean, can we not even have crime to ourselves? I mean, leave crime. At least leave us crime. Leave us crime. Please, transsexuals, leave us crime. Guys in dresses, leave us crime. Please. You got the schools. You got the hospitals. You got the whole... You got the gay parade. Let us have crime. So let's continue the theme of dystopia. Because it is getting quite dystopian in Ukraine, right? We've got this huge elite which is predating on the vast deaths of the rest of the population. People are getting bussified. We're getting told that, 90% of the people dying for NATO are actually, volunteers. Can you believe that? Yermak actually said that. But in reality, we know what's going on. Trying to crush the people who are trying to tackle corruption. And on the other flip side, we've got Elon, who we like Elon on the show. He's a nice guy. He's supplying Starlink, which is basically keeping the whole Ukrainian war effort alive. No Starlink, no war, Elon. But he's got somebody very interesting actually advertising his robots. Yeah. Now, did he know about this? Who knows? Let's have a look first at the video. This is a very pretty young Ukrainian lady with a very interesting past, which Augie has dug up from the internet's dustbins. It's a favorite place. You'll always find them. And let's have a look at her flogging one of Elon's humanoid robots. Literally. Run the video, Augie. Looks nice. Oh, looks quite innocent, Augie. Looks quite innocent to me. I see no problems. Love you. all getting a bit yawn at this stage. So who exactly is this young lady? Let's ask our brain box friend, Augie. Augie, tell us a bit about this lady.
According to the information that I found using only one of my hands, this is...
You're good at using only one of your hands.
This is Olga Malignon, an OnlyFans actress who got popular after the war in Ukraine started, and she got into recording, you know, a special kind of videos.
Ah, so she's an OnlyFans actress, which is basically a porn actress. OnlyFans, big site. People basically open up their little website. Augie has one. I'll post a link here. OnlyFans. He's not doing too well. I think he's made enough for about two beers for the Christmas party, but you know. You basically put up pictures of yourself naked or doing to yourself or somebody else, and people pay for it. Welcome to 2025. So she's an OnlyFans actress who became famous for posting this video. Let's have a look at it. Run it, Augie.
We are Ukrainians, and of course, air alert sounds 10 times per day. We are Ukrainians, and we spent half of the night in the bomb shelter. We are Ukrainians, and the whole
and we bombed
world
Donbass and kill
so
loads of children.
To help our country. We are Ukrainians, and we donate
and we steal all the everything. Money you sent.
We are Ukrainians, and if we don't like something, we start a revolution.
Revolution, my ass. So this lady is actually not the sweet and lightness that she's been portrayed as, right, Augie?
And the thing is, Che, of course, she's nowhere near Ukraine.
Ah, hold on. So she's not in Ukraine.
She's nowhere near Ukraine.
That's kind of interesting, right?
Very easy to be patriotic about Ukraine while you're not in it.
Oh.
And her estimated earnings is around $500,000 a year.
Wow, that's pretty small compared to some of Zelensky's inner circle. They make that like every half hour or something, right? Gold toilets, anybody? So as we watch this, freak show evolve in Ukraine, people making tons of money pretending that they're actually in the country, kind of sounds familiar. You know, what's actually happening on the ground? Well, you know, we know now that over 300,000 Ukrainians are dying every year in this conflict. Okay, and that's according to a Ukrainian MP. And that's all while Russia recruits probably 150,000 volunteers a year to fight the war. It just doesn't add up. Do the numbers. Let's have a look at the desperate lengths, I'd say, Augie, men are taking in Ukraine to escape the country, which is an open-air prison, remember. A country that's banned the opposition, banned the church, banned people leaving the country. You cannot leave the country if you're a man of a certain age. And there have been no elections. Zelensky elected in 2019 for 5 years. What the f*** is going on? Why doesn't this thing get shut down? Don, hello, knock, knock, who's there? Let's have a look at what you're driving the poor little Ukrainian men to do. Put on high heels, dresses and wigs. Might be normal for you boys in Europe, but for these Slavic boys, this is a big step on the video, Augie.
And dear viewers, as you're watching this video, keep thinking about that girl we've just shown you.
Oh, yeah.
Recording.
Down the back of the bus. Oh my god. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, that's so cringe, isn't it? I mean, what a way to go down. It's bad, isn't it? Oh.
You know, to escape the draft, I would even dress up as Che Bowes.
Yeah, well, exactly. Augie wanted to escape the draft, so he never wears a skirt because of the draft that goes up it. He doesn't even wear underwear. Cheapskate. Now, whatever Zelensky tries to do, you know, dragging these people off the streets, weapons, more weapons, this weapon, that weapon, we're going to build rockets, we're going to buy rockets, you're going to give us the plans to build the rockets, give more, give us this. No matter what happens, they're still losing. They just lost the town of Chasiv Yar in eastern Ukraine, a very important town. Pokrovsk is surrounded, essentially. They're losing. So everything you're doing is leading you to losses. You need more and more and more and more, right? It's surprising that they haven't even asked the Thai people to send some elephants, Augie. What do you reckon?
Oh, maybe they did.
Really? Maybe they're on the way already. Run the video, Augie.
Can we take it? Is it okay if we take it? Can you give them to us? Can you just hand them over to us?
Oh, this is a game changer. Yeah. Forget about, you know, the... the javelins, the leopards, the Abrams. The game changer, the real game changer, is going to be the war elephant.
Because we don't have elephants here in Russia. We're
Now, let's not forget, the Ukrainians have been basically clutching at any straw they could get their hands on to try and fight this war. People from any country, mainly poor countries, are countries with a lot of crime. And namely, the sicarios, the people are coming from Venezuela, from Colombia, from very dangerous parts of the world. And they're getting trained and they're getting very specific types of skill sets, let's say, like flying drones and explosives and, you know, handheld weapons, anti-aircraft weapons. And they're all going to head back to Colombia or wherever else. And they're probably going to end up using this against American DEA agents, are you right? So it's a complete show. And of course, as well, right in the middle of this, the SBU basically revealing that these drug terrorists are actually fighting in Ukraine. You've got people like Zaluzhny, the great general, the great man himself, who actually lost 25% of fucking Ukraine. I don't know what's so great about that, Huggy, right? He landed himself on the front of Vogue. Yeah, can you believe this? Trying to, you know, tell us that who's Zelensky's replacement going to be. Guess who? Just look through Vogue, whoever you find in there, with a black and white photo, like something from an 80s music video. Yeah, he's probably going to be the guy. Yeah, and he lands up slap bang in the pages. It's absolutely insane. All the while, Zelensky is trying to shut down the anti-corruption movement because they know that there's an investigation coming where Zelensky's pal, his bookmaker, it's like Al Capone, this is crazy, was about to be lifted by these anti-corruption groups. You know, Slava Ukraine, you know, Slava, but just send us more cash. What a joke.
But I think, Che, things are not going too well for Zelensky because even our favorite rats are starting to leave the ship.
Well, you know things are going badly when the brown shirts hit the floor of the parliament and start shouting for the head of the Fuhrer. And that's what happened. Our friend Gonch, and you know, he's featured here in the Moscow News quite a bit, right? He's a man we love to hate. He's a particularly pernicious looking rotter. He looks like some sort of catfish in human form.
You remember when he got a very nice welcome in Crimea?
Oh, you mean the two-handed love welcome. Yeah, let's have a look at that.
Round one, fight. Flawless victory.
Well, the man himself, Gonch, stood up in the Rada, which, by the way, voted for the law, okay, that Zelensky put out by a huge majority, okay, and then also voted by a huge majority to rescind the law when they were told to do the same thing. Yeah, so have a look at that. So they voted for it, and then they voted against it. Right on time, right on instruction. So that's Gonch standing up. Let's have a look at him. Basically having a go at the Fuhrer himself. How disgraceful. What a creep. Let's have a look. Run the video, Wuggy.
And I address Zelensky. Forget about a second term. This is a stain you can't cover up with any khaki blazer. This will never leave you now. This is the end. Remember that. And save the country, not your friends, from investigations. Fight against Russia, stop the enemy that's advancing, not against Ukrainian society. This series is over. This is the end of your movie. But Ukraine was, is, and will be.
So we can talk about people like Goncharenko and Zelensky and this elite that are robbing us blind, basically. Everybody from Europe, we're all paying, and America. But who exactly is giving them the money, Augie? You know, that's probably a more important thing. It's not just the addict. It's who's supplying the drugs and the money for the drugs, right?
It's the most retarded people on the planet of Earth, the EU elites.
Yeah, the EU elite. Good old Ursula von der Leyen. You know, a woman who's got a fair share of controversy. You know, German defense minister. A load of contracts were signed. Nobody knows where the money went. Then, of course, we had Pfizergate. You know, where's all the text messages? Where's all the phones, Ursula? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe down the side of the car seat with the French fries of Don's War. All down there, you know, festering. But nobody else knows where the fuck they are. Let's have a look at Ursula. Convincing the rest of the retards in the clown world EU that it's actually a great thing that the EU has to buy $750 billion, right? $750 billion worth of really expensive American LNG, liquefied natural gas. This is a good idea all of a sudden, despite the fact that the Russians were supplying the right, Augie? Like, probably at about half the price in real terms, much cleaner, much safer, coming through the pipeline, through the Nord Stream. Don't say the word Nord Stream, Uncle Joe. What a f***ing This is dystopia when this creature is now trying to convince herself and the rest of us that this is a great idea. Yeah, run the video.
And indeed, we still have too much Russian LNG that is coming through the back door our European Union, and some Russian gas and oil still in the European Union, which we do not want anymore. We want to absolutely get rid of Russian fossil fuels. Wow. And therefore, it is much welcome to purchase the more affordable and better LNG.
We welcome being on our knees for you, great master, and being beaten. Please, could you beat us a little bit harder? The beatings will continue until morale improves. Jawohl, mein Liebling. Oh. But of course, Augie, you know, she's completely right. You know, we don't need Russian energy, right? Because everything's fine in Deutschland now, right? Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong. Everything is good, okay? Am I right?
Che, I'll tell you this the Ursula way. Everything is absolutely great. Buying American gas is very affordable.
I was worried for a minute.
And according to the latest numbers by IMF, German economy is growing much faster than anyone else.
Beautiful.
By 0.1%. Just to compare for our dear viewers, Iranian economy this next year is going to grow 0.6%, so six times more than German.
Wow. The Iranian, after getting the bombed out by America, who destroyed their entire nuclear program, but no nuclear radiation was detected. It's, yeah, that time. We'll forget about that. Yeah. And, you know, as per usual, it seems that when common sense is spoken in the European Union and in Europe, it has a Hungarian accent. And basically, Orban, this dude, I mean, you gotta love Orban, you know. I disagree with him on some stuff, you know. I think he's a bit sideways on a few issues, maybe Israel. But, you know, when it comes to the EU, old Victor has it bang on. Right, Augie? Run the video.
And it's immediately obvious to me at first glance that this is not an agreement. President Donald Trump did not make an agreement with Ursula von der Leyen. Rather, Donald Trump ate Ursula von der Leyen for breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, imagine eating her for breakfast. Ew. You'd have to put a lot of ketchup on that. I mean, it tastes like chicken. And another very prominent member of the clown world, of the circus, one of the central clowns, in my view. Now, I got a bit of trouble about this, Augie. As you know, when we post our episode, we always read the comments. We're also, you know, very respectful of all our viewers, our wonderful viewers. And some people kind of gave out to Augie and I for picking on poor Greta because she got on a boat to Gaza. You know, of course, she didn't end up in Gaza. Of course, she got plenty of publicity from it. And she's now turned up in Serbia. Yeah, very interesting. She's turned up in Serbia and started to call this Serbian elected government fascists. Yeah. So the one country in Yugoslavia, which the biggest constituent part was Serbia, who stood up against the fascists, Josip Broz Tito, Tito's partisans, the very valiant, brave Serbian people who fought against fascism, probably more or on a similar basis as the Russians on a global scale. This little creature turns up and accuses the government of being fascist. Yeah, for real. Now, I hope in the comments for this section, you guys are going to watch very carefully and see what I believe one of the globalist elite's best deployed little chess pieces yabbering her little gob off. Yeah, for real. Run the video, Augie.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm an activist from Sweden. I'm currently in Belgrade in Serbia to support the local struggle for freedom and against corruption and against exploitation of nature. And the last weeks I spent in Albania, Macedonia, Kosovo, Montenegro, and here in Serbia. And I'm going to Bosnia and Croatia as well. And it, I have learned a lot and connected with local activists. And we have talked a lot about how the fight for justice, for a clean environment are intrinsically linked with the fight against deadly fascism and nationalism.
There it is.
And how we must stand united across borders in solidarity.
Yeah, so she's involved in the fight against deadly fascism, but she's going to go to Croatia. Now, in Croatia, of course, there's a little bit of a problem. They had a huge concert very recently, one of their big pop stars, who is an abject fascist. Of course, you've got the Ustaši, you had Jasinovac, the camps where Serbs were mass murdered, very much like in Kosovo and in the Yugoslav wars, where the Serbs were massacred, en masse. But let's all forget about that. Why is Ursula's bosses, I wonder, sending her to Serbia? Very interesting stuff, right, Augie?
I think, Che, next time you guys going to send Greta Thunberg somewhere else, please send a proper text writer for her. I can't listen anymore to these words. Freedom, democracy,
yeah.
Struggle.
Yeah.
Oh!
And of course, we know that Greta... funds all of these trips herself, funds all of the massive press corps that follows her. She does that all herself, right? She just sells bagels at the local market.
No OnlyFans.
He's definitely not OnlyFans. Well, something we want to mention as well this week from here in Russia is what happened in Kamchatka in Russia's Far East, you know. A big earthquake, 8.8. That's a serious earthquake. Check it out. This is high, high up on the rankings. But something very interesting about it, you know, it seems that Soviet architecture and people in that region being ready for these earthquakes, understanding what was going to happen, mitigated a lot of the damage. Now, there was still huge damage. Lots of people lost their homes. Very tragic. But luckily, nobody died. Think about that. That goes down to really good planning, good emergency services. The Russian Ministry of Emergency Services have done a lot of work in places like Turkey, of course, when these tragedies occur elsewhere. So thankfully, nobody dead. Let's have a look from the Russian side what it looked like in Kamchatka this week. Check it out. Wow.
It's been serious stuff.
Serious look. But the buildings all stayed up, right? In Turkey, it just all came down like a house of cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Soviet Union, right?
They built them for nuclear war.
They built them to withstand the Minuteman missile of the old Uncle Sam. Crazy, crazy stuff. Now, you might have seen in the Western media the images we're about to show you now. Now, interestingly, on the BBC, CNN, and Channel 4, when they showed this video, they didn't say Russian doctors. They didn't say it. They said in Kamchatka, the doctors during this, they wouldn't say the word Russian doctors stayed with their patient. This is probably one of the coolest videos you're going to see. This kind of defines the spirit of these people. Number one, of course, who are the closest to God on earth when, you know, they do surgeries on people? These surgeons, these people who are committed to looking after humanity, these are great people. But when a fucking earthquake on 8.8 hits, you don't even run. No, you just wrap yourself around the patient. This is just really, really cool stuff. This is Superman territory. Right, Augie? Run the video. Here we go.
Well, no, yeah, here's the real shock start.
I think I'd be under the table immediately, Augie. I'd have gone straight underneath the patient. I probably would have, right?
I wonder what it takes to, you know, to stop yourself from just running away.
From I don't know. Building, it's, you know, counterintuitive, right?
Your first urge is to leave the structure, to go somewhere else.
Has it started shaking you?
Yeah, it's shaking them.
Mm-hmm. Shaking like
stuff is falling down.
Monitor, держу, но он как как говорим болтаться. Мы его потом сняли.
Crazy, crazy. They got to get medals. They got to get medals. So while it all goes on Earth, at least we know that there's somebody out there in the vast expanses of space who actually knows what they're doing, because it seems we sure don't know what we're doing here. Now, an ex-NASA engineer. This is quite remarkable, right? I had to check with Augie, you know, had he been at the vodka again while he was doing a bit of bin rummaging. But it's actually real. An ex-NASA engineer has revealed that there are literally trillions of extraterrestrial, alien to you and me, mechanisms already here present on Earth. Now, this is this guy. You know, who knows? He could be a bit sideways, could have been dropped on his head as a kid. But it's quite spooky stuff, right? I mean, do you really believe that we were all created in the image of the Maker? Just check out Augie. It's hard to believe. Yeah, run the video.
They were smart materials. Like, one of the things is when these materials, you'd be looking at them and you try and reverse engineer them, that they would turn to dust. And then so, and they would do it within a minute or two. And then so you could take the dust and then send it off and get the isotopic analysis done on them. And they did, they were extraterrestrial. But these materials, I mean, we're looking at something that's hundreds of years ahead of us.
And to top it off, Che, Harvard recently said that a potentially hostile alien object is going to arrive on Earth's orbit around November 2025.
Where will I be in November 2025?
I guess in bunker with me preparing your gun.
My laser gun. Yeah. So I don't give a let him come. Bring it on. We're ready. Right, Augie?
No. Off. Earth is full.
But hey, don't worry. We don't have to worry at all, okay? Our friends in Australia have us covered. Okay? Let's check out. They're gonna be at the vanguard. They're gonna push out and take on this. It's like this movie, Asteroid, or what was it called? You know, Bruce Willis. Who's not in such great form these days, is he? Poor old Bruce. Let's have a look at the Australians. They're going to, you know, reach out into space, intercept these aliens, and all will be well, right?
Just like they did in this war with emus.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's watch the Australians down under trying to get it up, down under. But they don't get it up. Something which is very familiar to Augie. Run the video, Augs.
Because it's Australian, we play it the way it was recorded.
So what happened? It blew up?
No, there it is. Tries to launch. I guess it's kind of hard to launch rockets when you're in the upside down part of Earth.
Yeah.
And now it blows up. No space.
It blew up. So that was it. Yeah. So the aliens are going to eat us alive.
Probably not, Che. I think it's good that aliens are coming because then we will have a cause to unite and kick them the fuck out from our planet Earth. And hopefully the White House, American White House, maybe Global Earth White House, will post these kinds of videos next.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200
per family. Oh, yeah. So this is us getting rid of the aliens. Illegal aliens. The real illegal aliens. The ones that are really... These are the kind of illegal aliens that are going to fry your brain or put a sort of some sort of giant cockroach inside your stomach. These aren't the type of illegal aliens who are going to mow your grass, drive your buses, operate your subway trains, or, you know, clean the streets while you're asleep, you faff. So, friends, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. And we started, if you remember, this episode on the roller coaster with the Big Don. You know, you got to love to hate him, you got to hate to love him. Whatever it is, he's an entertainer. And that kind of has to inform our view of the world right now. It is dystopian, it is scary. We are close to big conflicts, but we always seem to pull through week to week, day to day, doing the best for each other and for the world. Who knows? Maybe the aliens will turn up and maybe we will unite in one of Augie's little B-movie attempts to expel them. You never know. Well, even if it does happen, we'll be here same time, same place next week to have a laugh at it all with you, our dear friends. So we see you then.